Today is Monday, August 26, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Web Mistress Day. It's also National Got Checked Day. I think that's for mammograms. It's National Women's Equality Day. It's National Dog Day. It's the dog day of summer. It's also National Cherry Popsicle Day. I'm rushing a little bit today because Mark and I spent a long time planning for our Greece vacation. I didn't think it was going to take that long because we only had a couple of days left to plan. Maybe 3 days left to plan, really. And I thought, oh, this will go really quick. We started around 1:30 in the afternoon planning for this Greece trip. Because he said, we need to finish this because we both procrastinate, although me more so than him. But we both procrastinate sometimes, especially when it comes to planning these things, because we have a spreadsheet. We have the itinerary for every day in this spreadsheet. At some point, I'll have to show everyone what this spreadsheet looks like because it's actually nice. I would almost make a website or something where people could plan their vacations and pattern it off of this spreadsheet that we maintain, because we have tabs for research and we have tabs for, well, first of all, when we're deciding what we're going to do for any given year, we start a new spreadsheet. And I made fun of this before, and honestly, it's very typical of the Filipinos that I have met and know, and friends of Mark, etc., to have spreadsheets for their vacation planning. And I used to make fun of it a lot, and I still do a little bit, but it is helpful. I will say this, and if people ask you, oh, what did you do? Where did you go? Can you make any recommendations? Anything like that? You can just give them access to the spreadsheet and say, here's our complete itinerary. And you could say, oh, these two things we didn't really like, this one we liked, etc. One of the people at my work was going to Italy and said, oh, I know you and Mark went to Italy. Do you have any recommendations? And I said, oh, I'll just give you the spreadsheet. And so I gave her access, or I don't know if I gave her access or gave her a screenshot of the itinerary tab. But anyway, so it does actually come in useful. I made fun of it, but it does come in useful. And you can be as granular or not granular as you want. But basically, when we start planning for a trip, we have a tab for vacation ideas. Each one of us will put our vacation ideas in there. We'll vote on them between the two of us. It's hard for us to make a decision. We will decide on a vacation or two, or how many of our vacations we're going to take for the year. Then we will create a tab for the research for the vacation. So let's say it's a cruise. We will create a tab for cruise options. And so then we will go in and he and I will both do research and we'll put in the actual cruises that we think meet our criteria for the dates that we want to travel, etc. So we'll do that, and then we will vote again, and we will decide on one cruise. If there's not a cruise, if it's just, you know, we've decided which country or which location we're going to go to, and it's not a cruise, we skip that step, obviously. And then, once we've selected the cruise, we have two cruises this year, so we add a tab for each cruise, for the itinerary. And then Mark will go in, and he will create a column for each day that we're going to be on the trip. And then he fills in with different colors for when we're going to be at sea, when we're going to be on land is white, when we're at sea is blue, when before cruise and after cruise is green, or the header is green so that we know, okay, these are days before the cruise, this is a day after the cruise, etc. And all of that stuff. And then we go in, and as we're picking excursions, like if it's a cruise, as we're picking excursions, we will go in and put the excursions in the time blocks that they are. So we know every day what we are going to be doing. It's all there. We put links to the, like, if it's, if we bought the tickets to something on Viator or whatever, he will put links there. He will put our hotel information and links of what hotels we're going to stay in. So, and you know, if we have flights, he puts the flight numbers. And so it's pretty impressive when it gets done. And I used to make fun of it, but honestly, it's been a real help. We just pull up the spreadsheet and everything's there. When we're on the trip, we're like, what are we doing tomorrow? We just pull up the spreadsheet and it's there. But we just had a couple, 2 to 3 more days to plan. And I thought I would be done with plenty of time to record the podcast too. And I needed to edit the gay mix video as well. But man, I've just ran out of time. We're still not completely done. We've pretty much nailed down the rest of our excursions. But now we need to see about, are there any restaurants we need to book in advance? And we need to book a couple of hotels still. Where the day we arrive in Rome, we need a hotel for that night. And then we need a hotel in Athens for the last 2 nights. Because we're staying in Athens for a couple of days to do some excursions in Athens. So, but we accomplished a lot. We're close. We're a lot closer than we were. So that's a good thing. Anyway, we had a weekend. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And I just told you we spent Sunday afternoon planning for the Greece trip. But let's go back a little bit. Let's backtrack a little bit and talk about a little bit more of the weekend. So on Friday, I had they call it a retreat. Church orchestra / choir retreat. It's not really a retreat. You know, you would think of a retreat as go away to a luxury spa and be pampered or something. Or at the very least, it's going away. You're going away, you're staying somewhere else, etc. But that is not the case. And I think it used to be, the choir and orchestra used to pack up and go to some nearby lake. They would rent lake cabins, put the guys in cabins, I don't know. I guess a lot of people are married. So married couples, I guess, would get, I don't know. I don't know how they did it because this is before my time. I was not in the orchestra at this time, but they would go, they would fellowship with each other and they would have rehearsals for a couple of days and they would be at a lake or whatever. And so they called it a retreat. Well, we no longer do that. We stay in town and we just go to the church and we basically rehearse. But we have dinner Friday night. There are giveaways, stuff like, you know, $25 gift card to Olive Garden or whatever. So I left from, I finished work and right at 5:00, I logged off the computer and everything and went immediately to the church because it started around 5:30. Checked in. They sit you at tables with people you don't know. They do this on purpose so that you can meet people. I don't need to meet people. But anyway, an orchestra is much smaller than choir. So there's never more than one orchestra member at a table. And I only really know the orchestra members. That's it. Even then, I don't know all of their names. I've been in the orchestra for 13 years. I still don't know all the names of all the orchestra people. And again, not all of them have been there for the full 13 years. So, but we ate. I was trying to count my calories. I didn't have lunch on Friday. I was trying to count my calories. So I had to guess because it was food that was not, I didn't have caloric information about this food. It was a buffet of pork loin with some barbecue sauce and mashed potatoes and green beans and a salad and roll and etc. So I had to guess, but I did the best I could. And we rehearsed for a couple of hours. And then I had to turn around and come right back home for the mix. And I was 30 minutes late, but came in. We did the mix. During the mix, my video, I thought about this. I thought, oh, should I check my hard drive for the video and make sure that it has room? But I thought to myself, oh, I just cleared it last week. It should be fine. We got about 15 minutes into the recording and I look over and it's flashing, which usually means it's run out of space. Well, not only did it run out of space, but it stopped streaming as well. I don't know why the hard drive running out of space caused it to stop streaming, but it also stopped streaming. So I had to, we kept going, but while trying to podcast, I had to stop everything, reboot the video switcher, clear off the hard drive, plug it back in, restart the video switcher, turn the stream back on, start it recording, all of that kind of stuff. So it was kind of, but we finished, but it meant more editing because luckily we do a backup recording in Zoom, but then I have to splice everything together and it's more editing. So I also had to do that this afternoon. I'm still working on that right now. It's exporting as I record. And then on Saturday, we, I'm trying to think what we did on, I'm going to run out of time. I'm going to run out of music. So we may have to talk about Saturday and tomorrow's show. But on Saturday, I'm trying to think about what we did. Pretty much in the morning, I had a bunch of, I needed to work out, mow the lawn, and do my walking. And so I did all those, I got up and did those three things before I weighed. Didn't even drink anything. Just did all of that. Just dehydrated myself. And then weighed. But 161.5, I'm now back on track losing weight. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.